On Monday, April the 8th, I, along with two other members of my class, sat down with director Elena Morazzi to discuss her work and how it related to the overall Italian feminist movement. Elena Morazzi was forthright and direct in her answers. Though the interview was 45 minutes long, these are some of the highlights. The first question is in regards to motherhood and its application to feminism. This is her answer.
I was really moved by a very personal motivation. And while working on that film for all that time, and so reflecting not just about my own personal story or her story, I started to realize that her story was also significant and of other things. And it was very interesting for me once the film was finished and the film came out and I was starting having feedback. Many older women of the age my mother would have had related to that work very much, and they started to give me feedback. And I realized that that personal film meant so much to other women and men, in fact, as well. By working on the film on the mother and reflecting so much on my relationship to that figure and her story. She's also having, you know, she's confronting herself with the image and representation of her mother who belongs to a previous generation. So it's like a triple confrontation. It's like a triple mirroring somehow. And so
we then asked Morazzi about her film Vogliamo anche le rose, in which she then told us this.
Also, my main concern was to find film material that would show what was happening inside people's homes rather than depicting, you know, the street guerrilla fights, the demonstrations and so on, of which, you know, there's plenty for the 70s, and I was more interested in the more intimate, if not home movies, but also experimental movies, underground films. And so I made an effort to go and look for that kind of imagery, which I thought would represent the spirit of the 70s.
Yeah, there was one particular scene that we were interested in Voglio anche le rose, which was the closing shot of housewives in a classroom being read their new rights. We asked her about her intention in ending the film with this scene, to which she answered this.
About that shot, in fact, it was a shot that I loved very much, and I thought at first, I tried to put it at the beginning of the film, in fact. It was like the starting point, you know. But then I started the film with the other footage, with the woman in yellow and so on. And then, but I didn't want to not use that shot. So in the end, we thought with the editor that it would have been a good idea to show it at the very end after, you know, you think the film is over. But in order to sort of quickly, it's like trying to remind the audience that that is the, you know, starting point. So, okay. It was a powerful image to show the kind of confinement that women had, you know, were kept for many years. And so this is the reason why I, the shot is there at the end of the film. I wanted the film to come across on an emotional level. I didn't want to sort of say this, you know, this is history. And I felt that it would have been helpful at the end of the film to just point out a few dates and a few information in order to contextualize what we had just seen. Mm-hmm. For me, it was also a matter of putting the emotions and the words and the faces and the bodies of the women and the men in the film against the facts and the laws that seem to be always to come much later. So the laws are late.
Indeed, the laws are late. Amarazzi does a fantastic job at combining the personal with the political to demonstrate this. Thank you to Professor Marini Maio for facilitating this interview, and to Alina Marazzi for taking the time out of her busy schedule to be interviewed.